Today, I make teepees that stand 22 feet high. But years ago, teepees were maybe 12 or 13 feet. They didn't have the material for large structures because they used hide instead of canvas and rocks instead of ground pegs. That is why today you can still find circles of rocks or teepee rings on the land. It wouldn't make sense to have your teepee too high because the winds and storms would catch it. As time passed, the rocks were replaced with chokecherry ground pegs because they were one of the harder woods once they were dry. Today, I cut and peel spruce for the teepee poles, and I use sticks to adjust the front flaps of the teepee entryway. My mother used a bone from the moose leg to close the teepee in the front. My mother never used a measuring tape or mapped things out mathematically. She just cut out her teepee and made it, and each time it was perfect. The Cree people use 15 poles to make the structure of the teepee. For every pole in that teepee, there is a teaching. So there are 15 teachings that hold up the teepee. Other nations use 16 poles and maybe more, I don't know. All I know is what I know I was taught, and that is the teachings for 15 poles. The teepee does not have to face east all the time. It can rotate in any direction. It is only the first time that I request that the teepee face east because of the opening ceremony. To start, we take three poles and bind them together to make a tripod. Each pole also has a very specific meaning. These three together fortify the structure. They are obedience, respect, and humility. Notice the poles, the way they stand. If they stood straight up and down, they couldn't support a teepee. But balanced properly together, they are able to reinforce each other. There's a teaching in that. In order to make a family, you need three, the two parents and the child, to make that balance. The tops of the poles have many teachings. Each one points in a different direction. We are like those poles. We all need the strength and support of our families and communities, but we accept that we all have different journeys and point in different directions. The poles also teach us that no matter what version of the Great Spirit we believe in, we still go to the same Creator from those many directions and belief systems. We just have different journeys to get there. And where the poles come out together at the top, it's like they're creating a nest. And they also resemble a bird with its wings up when it comes to land. And that's another teaching, the spirit coming to land, holding its wings up.